To all my listeners out there this morning, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And as we continue to explore the Word of God, I want to say the Word of God gives us assurance of salvation. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13, it says, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know him, that you have eternal life. So the Gospel of John was written to convince people that Christ was who he said he was, and that his claim and his work were valid and effective. So the Gospel of John has a message of salvation. The Epistle of John has a message of assurance to us this morning, brothers and sisters. So to be productive, or to be a productive Christian, you need to know that your future is secure. That's why understanding our eternal security is so important. It allows our fears to be dealt with, gives us confidence for the task at hand, and offers the emotional stability that we need. So if you understand what the Bible has to say about God's security, you would see that the God who saved you will keep you this morning. Your assurance of salvation comes not from your feeling, but from your understanding. So look at yourself in Adam. Though you had done nothing, you were declared a sinner. And then you can look at yourself in Jesus Christ, and you see that though you have done nothing, you are declared to be righteous. That is the parallel we have this morning. So we must get rid of our thoughts, of our actions, as far as gaining or keeping salvation. We are justified, declared righteous because of the obedience of Jesus Christ. And Jesus alone can do that this morning. So the Christ lived, Jesus Christ himself lived a sinless life in total obedience to the law of God, and then died a substitutionary death on our behalf this morning. So I ask us this morning to take joy and comfort in what God's word is saying to us. Instead of doubting, we can live with confidence. We can have the assurance from Christ's own word that our salvation will never be questioned. Our assurance of salvation is based on the perfect and complete salvation God has provided for us through Jesus Christ. So are you trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior today? If the answer is yes, rest assured that you are saved. Hallelujah. As Sister Campbell prays for us right now.
Great and mighty God, we thank you this morning for a new day. We thank you for the assurance we have in your word. We thank you, mighty God, as you allow us to face this day. We praise you and we bless you. We lift up your holy name. Indeed, you are worthy to be praised. You are a mighty God. You are the everlasting Father. You are our Prince, our Peace, our Keeper, our Deliverer, our Refuge, our present help in trouble this morning. And as your word go forth and comfort your people, mighty God, I pray this morning that you will rest upon every heart, that you will comfort your people this morning as we lift you up and adore your holy name. We bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, let us embrace the ancient word this morning. Have a wonderful day. Coming from Pastor Clifton and Erica Campbell. Amen.